Youngin and Young Bane with Bestie on Vibe 107.6. I'm Chris Ross, and right now we're joined by James Hype on the phone. How's it going, bro?
Yes, Chris. Good, thank you.
Good. So let's talk about More Than Friends. Big tune, top 10 in the official charts at the moment. Number 3 in the iTunes chart, and currently the most Shazam song in the country. How does it feel?
Massive, mate. Massive. It's exceeded my expectations, so can't complain.
Yeah, and it's a remake of an old school classic, of course. What was it about the En Vogue tune that made you want to rework it for 2017 and put your own little spin on it?
You know what, mate? It's one of those, like, goosebump tunes. It's proper... It's got soul in it, and it's just a powerful song. It's great.
Definitely. And it features Kelly Lee, the vocals from her. How did that collaboration come about?
I've got a good friend from Ireland who is a mutual friend between me and Kelly. And I was finding someone just who would be perfect to re-sing the classic song. And as soon as I realised that I could... get in touch with Kelly, I was like, that's the one. Definitely.
Yeah, she's great on the tune. Also, the audio for More Than Friends is up on YouTube. It's hit 1.2 million views. Can we expect a music video for it anytime soon?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, cool, man. So you've been in the music game for quite a while as well. People really started to take note of what you were doing when you remixed Drake's Hotline Bling, and it's been all up since then. You've gone from like a bedroom DJ to playing all over the world at some of the biggest clubs, including Ushuaia in Ibiza. What's the journey been like from when you first started to now?
The journey's a mad one, man. It's see, for me, I see it every single day, so I don't see it the same as some other people might see it. If you're an onlooker, then you might be like, wow, it's moved so fast for James and stuff. But I'm just like, no, I wake up every day, go get it. So, but yeah, it's amazing, man. Love it every day.
No, it's crazy, man. Good on you. Have you got any advice for up and coming DJs and producers who want to be like sort of following in your footsteps?
It's just keep going, mate. Just put in the hours, and it will all come together. That's the only. There is no hack.
Yeah, definitely, man. Right, I want to play a little game with you on right now, if that's all right.
Okay,
so you go by the name of James Hype. So we come up with a little game called What's More Hype. Basically going to give you two options, and you have to basically just tell me what you think, in your opinion, is the best. You ready?
Okay.
All right, so you got home cooked dinner or your favorite takeaway? What's more hype?
Takeaway.
All right, summer or winter?
Summer.
And you're from Merseyside, we all know that. Are you a blue or are you a red?
Oh, don't ask me about football, man.
Oh, you don't like football?
My family are Reds, if I have to choose.
Wicked. And what's next for you, man? I know you've got a couple dates left on your 2017 tour, which is going to be sick, no doubt. But have you got any plans for when you come back for maybe more music or remixes?
I've got a lot of stuff kind of bubbling in the studio. It's just trying to finish and choose the right one to follow More Than Friends. But yeah, it's exciting times.
Wicked, man. We're all looking forward to it. Big fan of your tune as well. Just before you do go, could you introduce the tune for us?
Yo, this is James Hype, and you're listening to my new tune, More Than Friends, on Vibe 107.6.
I often tell myself that we could be more than just friends. I know you think that if we move too soon, it will all end. I'll live in misery when you're not. Hold me tight and don't let go.